Hey, welcome back to the intersection of faith and politics. Wall Builders Live with David Barton and Rick Green. Thanks for staying with us today. Our guest is David Dorcott. He's the guy that produced a great new series. It's called Friends and Heroes, and it's not just for homeschoolers, but we're going to highlight that a little bit today. I think every kid ought to use this to supplement what they're getting if they're going to public school or private school as well. David, thank you so much for coming on, sir.
It's a pleasure to speak to you.
Well, appreciate your time. Enjoyed getting to meet you guys at NRB and see what you're doing. Some great graphics and some good DVDs and curriculum. Kind of reaching kids in a way that for too often we haven't tried to do in terms of entertaining and educating them at the same time.
Well, that's right. Kids learn best when they're actually enjoying themselves. So it's no mistake that we chose an entertainment route to get the information into children.
So tell me, first of all, from your perspective, as you develop this Friends and Heroes curriculum, what's different about it?
In fact, Friends and Heroes curriculum works at many different levels. Over here in the British Isles, we use the material in state school, where, unlike the US of A, we actually have to have religious education. But of course, you can't proselytize, so you have to be careful to present it in an appropriate way. And then we use curriculum in Bible class or church or Sunday school, children's church, when we can be a little bit more overtly Christian. And a little bit more leading in our use of the material. But the most exciting and intensive use that we've developed is in the home educators space, which you just referred to, Rick. And in that one, we've taken the opportunity to go outside just simply presenting and interpreting Bible stories, but trying to go cross-curriculum. I know you've had a read of one of our pieces of curriculum, and you'll see that we don't just talk about religious or Christian education, but we talk about science, creative writing, discipleship, because like you, we probably believe that our Christian faith affects all parts of our life, not just what we do on Sundays.
That's right. That's right. And it's and I like the way that that you packaged it. Like the one that I got to look at is a homeschool unit, and it's got the DVD for the kids to watch that's entertaining, but then you've also got the entire, you know, course and lesson in color to be able to be printed out for them to go through, and it makes them think. It's not just what's the answer to, you know, this particular question. It really makes them think about these issues and principles and takes the Bible story and really applies it to their life.
That's right. We sometimes segregate church from the rest of life, don't we? We put on our Sunday clothes and we pick up our Bible and then trot along to our services of worship and teaching. But the Bible, if it doesn't affect the whole of life, is really pretty worthless, I would say. And children soon learn that the Bible is going to teach them about how they deal with their mates in class, how they deal with their time in the street. And we want to plant those things in there. We want them to realize that the Bible is a good guide to how we live life, every end of it.
Well, your website, we want to give to folks today, friendsandheroes.com. They can go on there and learn more, and you've even got some samples there that they can watch and gives kind of an outline. In essence, you're taking Bible stories and using those Bible stories to teach kids principles, teach them, apply them to, you know, it's not just a religious curriculum, though. I mean, you're teaching history and geography and creative writing and science and crafts and all kinds of things using these stories.
Well, that's right. The format of Friends and Heroes, for listeners who haven't come across it yet, is an adventure story, and it's set in the ancient world. In the city of Alexandria, we meet Mackey and his family. Mackey and his family, we would probably call today Messianic Jews, but they just call themselves Friends of Jesus. And they're living under Roman occupation and oppression, and the adventure that our heroes follow is as they give the Romans a runaround, and the family use the stories we recognize of the Old and New Testament as moral references, so that when the family need to talk about loyalty, they might introduce the story of Ruth and Naomi. When they talk about doing the right thing, we tell the story of Daniel in the lion's den. This provides children with a context, so it's not only fun, but a context in which to apply the Bible story and learn the lessons into life. And it works. That's the great thing. If you watch an audience of children, and especially boys who can sometimes be a little bit restless, they're captivated by the story. And ask them questions about it 2 weeks, 2 months, or in one case I tried over 9 months afterwards, a young lad who's about 9 years old was able to completely rehearse the story of Daniel in the lion's den. With all the facts that even I didn't know when I was his age, and I'd been to church three times on a Sunday for several years in my family. So it's exciting that a modern material and modern media like this can facilitate children to know and relate to the stories of the Bible.
What's the target age range? I mean, what would be what can a family expect in terms of which kids could go through this?
Yeah, when we produced the material, it was produced for the BBC originally, which is Britain's public service broadcaster, and they want a label, and we fit the label of 6 to 10 as being the prime design age. But actually, when we've had feedback from parents and from schools and churches, the material works from about age 4, and 12-year-olds still love the stories, and to be honest, there's a lot of 12-year-old boys with beards that are actually nearer 40 or even 60, and they're sitting enjoying it too. Good children's material has to be accessible to parents, so the parents get bored with it and don't want to watch it with their kids, so it's important that there's something for them too.
And the full program is actually 39 episodes, so this is a pretty in-depth. I mean, you cover a lot.
We do. In fact, I'll share with your listeners, one of our challenges was finding enough Old Testament stories of heroes to fill full 39 episodes. We as a general pattern, have one Old Testament and one New Testament story in each episode. Sometimes it varies a little from that. But there's quite a struggle to find hero stories suitable for children between 6 and 10 for all 39 episodes. So we had to focus slightly more in Series 3 on New Testament material.
Yeah, I guess you couldn't do all that kill and wipe out everybody stories in the Old Testament.
Yes, the Bible is full of the whole of life, isn't it? And some of that isn't particularly child-friendly, let's just say, and leave it there. We've tried to be extremely authentic, and our theological advisors were wrestling over some things that could only be down to artistic license. We followed scripture as closely as we possibly could in a way that was appropriate for children. And some of our material has now been out for 5 years or so, and we've had very little feedback, so I think they got that right. It's very important that when children read the Bible that they say, oh, that's just exactly as Friends and Heroes showed it to me.
Good stuff. Well, David, we want folks to visit the website today, friendsandheroes.com. Makes it very easy there. All of it's laid out. You can check out samples and look through. There's a lot of different levels of how much you want to dive in and go for. But great material, man. We appreciate your time. Appreciate you coming on and telling us about it.
Thank you. And you may like to also mention friendsandheroes.tv, which is a separate website designed just for children. It's full of fun stuff and the opportunity to get deeper into the Bible. And friendsandheroes.tv, it won't try to sell your kids anything. It won't have them coming asking if they can have this or have the other, but they can have a great time. Perfectly
safe.
Okay,
I didn't realize that. So they can actually go to that page and actually watch some of the programs and begin to learn.
They can, and there's downloadable games, interactive games, and as I said, they can hear the Bible read to them. They can read it for themselves. They can learn more about some of the principal characters of the Bible and some of the principal characters in our adventure story too. It's a fun sort of place to hang out and great place for kids to go to.
Fantastic. We're going to have links to both of those websites at our website today, wildboulderslive.com. Make it easy for you to jump over there and check them out. David, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate you coming on today.
It's been great talking to you all, and every blessing to your ministry.
You as well. Back in a moment with David Barton.